Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
Prisoner classification and BOP designation. How are prisoners designated? Prisoners are classified by the BOP according to procedures set forth in Program Statement P5100.08. See U.S. Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, Program Statement P5100.08, September 2006. All biographical data for a particular prisoner is entered into the BOP database system, Sentry, which produces a security score based on individual characteristics entered. This score determines the minimum security level permitted, at which point an appropriate facility is identified, typically within 500 miles of the release residence designated by the prisoner. The placement authorized by the security score may be overridden, to the benefit or detriment of the individual prisoner, by variables known as public safety factors or management variables. A custody level is also assigned to each inmate within any given security level institution. Scoring. Prisoner scoring utilizes the following data: 1. Sentencing, 2. Programming recommendations, 3. Background information from the judgment, 4. The Statement of Reasons, SOR, and 5. The PSR. Individual components of that score are: voluntary surrender? No, 0 points, yes, minus 3 points. Only applies to cases in which prisoner was not escorted to prison for service of sentence, surrender occurred post-sentencing and surrender was not to U.S. Marshals. Actually, they can surrender to the USM and get credit for the minus 3. Sometimes they are ordered to VS to the USM. Severity of current offense? Lowest, 0 points, low moderate, 1 point, moderate, 3 points, high, 5 points, greatest, 7 points. Criminal history score and PSR? 0 to 1, 0 points, 2 to 3, 2 points, 4 to 6, 4 points, 7 to 9, 6 points, 10 to 12, 8 points, 13 plus, 10 points. Documented history of violence, minor slash serious? None, 0 points slash 0 points. 15 years, 1 point slash 2 points, 10 to 15 years, 1 point slash 4 points, 5 to 10 years, 3 points slash 6 points, 5 years, 5 points slash 7 points. History of escape slash attempts? Minor slash serious? Existing detainer none, 0 points slash 0 points, 15 years, 1 point slash 3 points, 10 to 15 years, 1 point slash 3 points, 5 to 10 years, 2 points slash 3 points, 5 years, 3 points slash 3 points. Severity of instant offense none, 0 points, lowest slash low moderate, 1 point, moderate, 3 points, high, 5 points, greatest, 7 points. H, 0 to 1, 0 points, 55 plus, 0 points, 36 to 54, 2 points, 25 to 35, 4 points, 25, 6 points. Education level? High school graduate GED, 0 points, progress on GED, 1 point. No degree slash not progressing, 2 points. Drug slash alcohol abuse? None for 5 years, 0 points, 5 years, 1 point. The total of points assigned in these categories is the security score used for purposes of designation. Using the inmate's security score and custody level, discuss below. Available designations are defined in P5100.08 according to the following table. Practical tips. Under severity of current offense, points are assessed reflecting the most severe documented instant offense behavior regardless of the conviction offense. And if inmate releases from state sentence to federal sentence without a break in custody, if the state sentence is more severe, that will be scored as the instant offense. Make sure you fight to remove any behavior that is not properly documented. Do your best to remove language regarding such behavior from the PSR. Under history of violence, the severity of the act of violence is assessed by the underlying conduct, not by the finding or conviction. Make sure you fight to remove any behavior that is not properly documented. Do your best to remove language regarding such behavior from the PSR. If there is a pending charge, points are added under detainer based on the documented behavior. No points are added for ICE detainers. The education level requires that the inmate's education level be verified. Provide documentation to the probation officer if necessary. Public safety factors. Separate from the above security score are public safety factors, PSFs, that can individually affect designations. Up to 3 PSFs can be waived by the designation coordinator, thereby giving an inmate the possibility of a lower security institution. The PSFs are as follows. Sentence length, males only. Unless waived, a male inmate with more than 1, 10 years remaining to serve will be housed in at least a low security level institution. 2, 20 years remaining will be housed in at least a medium security level institution. And 3, 30 years remaining will be housed in at least a high security level institution. Disruptive group, males only. If validated as a member of a disruptive group, prisoner will be assigned a high security level. Greatest severity offense, males only. If a current offense falls within the category of greatest severity, prisoner may receive a minimum security level of low unless waived. Sex offender. If the PSR or other official documentation clearly indicates behavior that may be characterized as a sex offense, prisoner may receive a minimum security level of low unless waived. Threat to government officials. If falling within this category, prisoner may receive a minimum security level of low unless waived.